Hey guys! Okay, so this is my first episode of the year 2021. So yeah, we're in 2021. We got through the whole of 2020, the whole lockdown state, and hopefully we'll not have to repeat that this year again. So happy new year, guys. Like, happy new year. Happy new year. So on this episode, I'll be with my friend Mira. Yeah, the Mira from the previous episode. Yeah. So basically, we're talking about the whole of 2020, the things you can remember, sha, random stuff. And just so you know, we spoke about some things, and everything we're under our opinion. We're not trying to rate anybody above any other person, and all. It's just under our opinion, because definitely you guys will have your own opinions. So yeah, so let me let you go through the episode. Bye-bye. See you at the entire end. Welcome back to my podcast.
Welcome back to our podcast.
Alaye. I'm back. Okay, so welcome back to my podcast. Today I have our very own copywriter.
Yeah, you remember that fine girl in that last podcast?
Alaye, shut up.
I am the one. Fine girl. Did what?
Your face does not come with your voice, my guy. This is just audio.
See, yeah. I have a fine voice, so obviously I'll be a fine girl. So please.
My opinion. You're not vexed. Okay, so guys, today we're talking about 2020. Last year.
A very crazy year. We all experienced.
We'll be talking about 2020,
mm-hmm.
and some of the things we can remember about the year, because nobody wants to remember that fucking year again, I beg.
I swear, everybody's trying to block it out of their memory.
I swear, guy. So, we'll be talking about 2020, and then some of the things that we can remember about the year, the lockdown year.
I swear, the corona year. It's still corona safe, but
It will go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Really?
Amen. Fire.
Don't protect yourself. I beg you. What was like the best thing you did or you loved doing throughout the lockdown, like that particular thing?
What I loved doing. Omo, this lockdown is as if from March till September was useless for me. Like, I did not do any reasonable thing. But from October, I now became useful in life. So, something I love doing, I love writing this stuff I write sometimes for people. Anyway, I also love watching movies though, but that was before October, because I've not even actually calmed down to watch something since.
So as for me, myself, and I think one of the best things I did during the lockdown was I discovered anime again. Are you mad? Guy, please do not disrespect. See, anime, please.
I'm not disrespecting, but you know, as per the reasonable person I am, I don't feel watch out.
Wait, in your mind, you're reasonable. Wow.
Yes, I am, like, bold, obviously.
Bold of it.
Obviously.
Very bold of you to assume that, guy.
You the crazy guy.
Okay, so the thing is, I think I was SS3 when I watched Naruto first, but then I watched the first 80 episodes, and then my laptop crashed. My laptop crashed.
But how do you guys watch something that is like 400 and something episodes?
Please, guy, it's mad. Oh my
God. Hey, Jesus Christ.
I don't know how to put the feeling of anime into words for you guys. Everybody or anybody listening to this podcast now will understand how I feel.
Sorry, you.
Especially when you watch animes like Naruto, which is like the god of all animes. Not like the god, but like, everybody that is into animes now must have watched Naruto first of all.
Okay.
Yeah. From Naruto to Attack on Attack.
See, well, don't call their name. Just say that you love it. Thank you.
Guys, there's Kuroko no Basket. I am mentioning these things for those that listen, guy. If you watched anime or if you're into anime, guy, Kuroko no Basket. Kuroko no Basket is like the number one sports anime that guy. It will fucking give you goosebumps. I do not want to know how much of it had that. God damn. Okay, so yeah. Animes, like I fucking did animes this year. Sorry, last year.
And you will this year.
Yeah. Of course.
See, please, are we not done with your praising the anime? Let's move to the next thing. Anime.
Okay, so again, another thing I know that I did more like I discovered. That is Caveman. I've always liked the Caveman since. Are you mad? But then I discovered UK UK sound.
You saw what?
Like UK okay, sound, like Stormzy. UK kind of music. Yeah, I've actually not listened to Stormzy before.
What, Jesus, you're missing in this life. You're missing, guy. No. I have to tell you that you are missing. I don't know whether there's a genre I actually discovered this lockdown, but nope, not really.
I don't know. I just started vibing to a few of your artists. J-Hoss.
Okay, and who
else? I can't remember. Man. See, that is me.
No, you're just
their names. I mean, but I have the.
See, go and listen to Stormzy. I'll share go and listen to what's the name of this guy? Hey, what's it? Hey, Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ! I know this guy's name. I'm very sexy, Keisha. But see, I've forgotten his name. Chai is a lie.
I shall get a playlist for their songs.
That you did what? Cool for me.
I have a playlist of your song.
This guy, Tion Wayne. Do you know Tion Wayne? Just go and check him. Like, oh my. No. He's too good.
Okay. I have hear you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In your opinion, what song would you say was the song of the year 2020?
Song of the year. Oh my god.
You see the way you're saying yeah with Igbo accent. Guy, yeah.
I say yeah now.
He said yeah.
It's a lie, not say yeah. I say yeah. Song of the year, guy. Which song? Oh my, there are many songs. But if they say that zoom, 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 that one. Wait, no. Song of the year was WAP.
Jesus have mercy.
Yes, I'm serious. See, do you know how many Jesus. Records that? See, so we'll forget the meaning
how,
of the WAP.
How is that? It's not even a same song, same. For God's sake.
It's Jesus. See, there is no way. If you enter TikTok, there is no way that you know here. Who's in this song? This song. Who's in this song? See, I'm serious.
Yes,
that is the song of 2020, whether you like it or not. Yeah, now I'm a freak bitch. No, it is.
Calm down to our local song.
Nigeria. Okay. Then I think there can't be a particular one because a lot of people vibe to many. But if I say in my opinion.
Yeah.
In my opinion, you see that? Anytime they come in, I go zoom, zoom, zoom. Don't like your vibe and I go zoom. That one, then Maserati.
The name is Zoom, guy. Could have just said Zoom.
No, I want to sing it. Because it is that I say zoom, zoom, zoom. So I just say Zoom. No. Add small vibes.
Okay.
Then, That's Hop in My Maserati. I love that song. In My Maserati by Ola Kira. I love that song, guy. I think
is it Ola Kira be Ola Rika? I didn't pronounce it.
Ola Rika, go.
I say
it's Ola Kira. It's Ola Kira, guy. Then I think that's all.
So
that should be
bad influence is a joke to you, Abby.
See, bad influence, it's true. When I was saying that there are many songs that if you call now, I can never stick with one song in my life.
Like, yeah, I know.
I can never say this song is my fave. There are so many, even Ginger Me. To me, Ginger Me, even Woman, Jesus, there are many. But you see that 2020, that Hop in My Maserati, I think a lot of people use that song for so many challenges and so many.
You're talking based on the whole TikTok, blah, 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 blah.
I'm talking about myself now. I mean, I also love the song. I also love that Hop in My Maserati. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Then Kelly and I are in love with the ginger.
Grandma gave us jams last year.
I swear, that, guy, like back to like, back.
That period, was it three at once back. Or before?
Oh, more. And I love that woman. That woman was. Yeah. Woman is legendary.
And then for the fact that it was Amapiano, guy, it was fucking mad.
Man, no. And the video of that woman was. It was sick. Like, you know, as per Army Love, people will expect, like, many, maybe all these people wearing this thing that doesn't bumble. But the song was just vibes. Rema, like, it was so
mad. Rema really uses bumble in his videos.
It's true, actually. Yeah. The only thing I know that's constant in his video is that teddy bear.
Yeah, that's like his signature.
Trademark.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Man,
but then you go. This guy tried for Omali. I'm not going to lie.
I swear. What's your best Omali song?
Omo, I would say
you don't have it.
Okay, I honestly do not have that bad influence. I swear. Bad influence was mad. Then,
like,
that is first EP, that Get Lead EP.
Yes, my best
song is mad.
Which ones are there again? I think Lolo, Bad Influence and Tonight, Abby.
No, Tonight is separate. Abby?
Okay, Tonight is not. It's not in it.
Yeah. Then Lolo and...
Yeah.
And I've forgotten the last one. Wait, but...
Are there not four?
Bad Influence is not there now. Was it? Okay, Bad Influence is there.
Bad Influence is there.
I can't... But guy... Even the second EP safe.
I swear.
Marked.
That what have we done, Abi?
Yeah.
My best day is Godly.
Everybody's best now, Godly.
Say that, thank God. Me see, my best in that first EP. Tonight is not in the EP. But my best Omali song after God Influence is that Tonight. I just love that Tonight. Like, it has... There's a kind of vibe.
Yeah, Omali is a vibe, yeah. I'm not sure any new artist has carried a whole year to himself.
Like Omali.
Yeah, there's still Bella Small Dasha, but yeah, I know.
Hey, Bole, I said Bole. Hey, Bella Small Dasha. Bella Small Dasha, it's as if it's easy jazz because the kind of love he has.
Based on the street guy, like came from the street, normal now. So there's no house, guy. There's no house.
The love is massive, guy.
And guy.
Hey.
Like, in my opinion, back, like if we go back to the era of the new Wizkid and the video set, like this video just came out. Like, in my opinion, though, people would definitely disagree, but in my opinion, nobody, like, there are two. Wizkid and Davido did not carry their debut year like Omali and this guy
at all. Bella Shmurda.
They didn't.
I swear that.
Because Omali kept on giving us mad jams.
And Omali, he's just so nice.
Like he's on his own lane. Mm-hmm. Like, the upcoming artists, the new artists, the young artists we have right now, they are mad.
They are mad, dude.
Yeah, hey. All the way from Rema to Fireboy
to check, to Olakira, to right. Bad Boy Teams, guy. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Everybody have their own vibe. Everybody.
I say.
Yeah, let's not talk about Fireboy, because almost see Fireboy.
No, Fireboy is another. Hey, no.
Yeah, I'm not sure any album in the history of albums.
We'll beat LTG, Abi.
No one can beat that album.
Jesus! Like, guys! The album is fucking
complete.
LTG, I can listen to it like every day and I will not get tired. Like, that's the only album I know every song word for word. Like, when I mean every single song in that album.
Like, the album is mixed. Yeah. I almost see it. The words cannot be put. I know how I felt when it came out. Was it last 2 years? We're still in school now.
Yeah,
It dropped, and then I saw it on Twitter, but then also into the album. See, my roommate started like jamming the song. Like, this song is this.
Guy, no, that album song is complete.
I fucking place this album on repeat for days, for weeks, guys.
Ha! It is complete because there's no vibe you're looking for. Is it love? Is it street? Is it club?
Guy.
It's complete. Nah.
Like, he has set that standard for everybody.
Yeah.
Even himself. Because when he dropped Apollo, in my opinion, Apollo was good. Apollo was very good.
Yeah.
Okay. But he has set that standard already.
Yes.
He didn't beat LTG.
At all.
But Apollo was.
LTG, from the name to the songs, like, the name is just perfect. Like, Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps. Like, no.
Like, that was just, like, the right name for that album.
Exactly. Hey.
Almost see those guys, man. Those guys. Nah.
Chills, man. Chills. We should talk about this song for 7 hours.
I said, okay, so basically, Omalie and Bella's mother had the whole of 2020. Then this girl, too, Thames.
Yes. I love Thames.
Yeah. Who doesn't love Thames?
Some people might not love.
Yeah, some people don't. And then, I don't know if you know about this girl, Fave. She sounds like she.
Fave.
Yeah.
Who is Fave?
I will send you her songs. Oh my goodness. And for those listening, you guys should go listen to Fave. Her songs from
F-A-V-E. F-A-V-E.
Yeah. From Moms to Dale. Is it Dale Abidale? Then MEU, guy. I will send you the link to our songs, guy. It's fucking mad.
Okay.
Fucking mad, guy.
Mad. Okay.
So,
actually, I love my Thames.
And Thames now. And everybody loves Thames. So, okay, so down to albums of 2020. Yeah. Albums of 2020 reached like 30.
I swear, because it's as if 2020 was the year of albums. Everybody was just releasing albums.
Yeah, like the artist.
Albums. Our
artist. Every artist knew that, okay. Everybody.
Let me not be left out.
Exactly.
Let me not be made.
We're all locked down. So everybody had the time to listen to everything and watch everything.
So they know that if they release album, there will be streams at least.
Yeah.
Because everybody has time to listen to it.
This guy gave us they did give us a better time.
Mm-hmm.
They could give us that Afropop. That should be
Bonaboy gave us twice as tall. Thames gave us Four Broken Ears.
Yeah. The Omale gave us the album. I forgot to see the latest album, latest EP, I mean.
What have we done?
Okay, what have we done? Then Get Laid.
Yeah.
Then Oxlade gave us
Oxlade. Yeah.
Then Olamide gave us almost
Carpe Diem. Olamide, like
Fireboy, Two Babasev gave us Tiwa, gave us
Whiskey, Made in Lagos, Pato Ranking gave us 3. Two Baba gave us Two Baba Warriors.
And then to now bust everybody head. Have you listened to that Basket Mouth album?
I haven't though, and I heard it's like nice.
Go listen to it. It has this caveman vibe, Shah.
Is it a Papa Benji stuff?
Yeah, Yabasi, that's the name of the album.
Okay.
It's actually mad.
Yabasi.
It's actually But the fact that Tizamini was there, Oxlade was there, Parisi was there.
Oxlade, man.
Yeah, Fino was there.
Okay, man. Hey, I'd not even say Song of the Year. Okay, this Fino's Highway, it didn't really rain 2020, but this year.
I said Song of the Year.
That song. What is
it? The song has been mad this year. I'm not going to lie.
Like, just I love that song.
That's the chorus in everybody's mouth. I'm not used to the song.
Yeah.
Fino, yeah. I just know that part.
Do you know, I don't even have the song to start with.
I say I'm not listening every day. To it, guy. But
every day if I say, oh yeah, I'm going to download this today, something enter my mind, I'll not download it. But I am going to. That song is mad. Jesus. From that video that Caramel Plug and Sydney Tucker did.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No. That song is a vibe. It's a vibe. I got a day. Hey.
Okay. So, to you, your opinion again, because I know those now. Mm-hmm. Our heads. But in your opinion, what album was the album of the year?
The album of the year. In my opinion, I think Twice as Tall.
Exactly.
Twice as Tall for me.
Twice as Tall was just the album of the year.
It was mad. You see that Monsters You Made? The song is deep as hell. Like, it is so deep.
See, after
no, Burna Boy, no man. He knows how to mix emotions. Like, yeah, he knows how to put everything inside an album. Like, no.
Yeah.
It was mad.
Okay, so if you had to rate, okay, now, so let me see the top three in the game now. It's obvious. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows Burna, Davido, Wizkid.
Wizkid there.
Yeah, if you had to rate, which one are you putting first? Their albums. Which is first? Which
their albums.
So, yeah.
Their albums, I'm putting Twice as Tall first.
Okay.
Then, second. Anybody else cut off my head? That was all business. My head. Second for me. Okay, do you know, I'm being very honest right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I think second. See, I cannot rate it. Let it be in between both of them like that. I'm not rating.
So in my own opinion, Twice as Tall first. Mid lead.
Sure. Next. Sure.
And then a better kind.
Okay.
But then Wizkid, I don't know. That like we really need to put down Wizkid. And then, like, wipe him, like, flow him. But, yeah, he had promised us this Made Lagos since, like, was it 20?
I don't even know, since, like, ages ago.
2017, no more, you don't think. So, when he finally, that night, you know, he tweeted 11-11.
Yeah.
And us we're all hyped and shit. And, hey, there's jumping. Yeah, I was awake. I was in my friend's house. All of us, we're all awake. For the album to drop, so we would listen to it all night. And then I got 11-11. But Papa's album, didn't know how that I refreshed my Apple Music, my music. Yeah, it was. I just kept on refreshing. Until people now explained that probably he tweeted it based on where he was, the UK, and they were like 1 hour.
Imagine.
I was so vexed that I thought he was not going to drop it. Then I saw Bonner's song, that's 2010, 2020.
Yeah,
I was vibing with that one. It was on repeat till Made Lagos drop. Yeah, and then Made Lagos was just a very not was is a very album guy. Like it's just people are still.
What's your best song in Made Lagos?
True love.
Hmm.
It has to be True Love.
Do you know? Actually, I've not listened to that True Love very very well. It's like I just listen. When I played all of them, I just played all of them once. I've not really breathed life. Is it breathed? Jesus. Okay. It's good. See, my best in that Made in Lagos, it should be Ginger.
Yeah. Ginger is still there, sha.
We don't make a ginger giri.
There's Sweet Love. Then there's Blessed. then the Ninja, and then Reckless, and then this song with Pems, Essence. Yeah, this one's too mad. And then down to this guy's album, Olamide.
Yeah. My best gnomes. My best is Loading. Jesus, I would say song of 2020. Let me mention Loading and Cash App.
I think, well, any of them.
See, that Cash App was everywhere. It was everywhere. Shoni Sisi. Loading.
Yeah. Okay, that Olamide's album, then, I'll pick the one with Omali.
Infinity. Slow motion.
It was more like
slow motion, guy.
It was more like Omalay owned that song.
When everybody was talking about she know like it, guarantee. Because
but I remember it was that night. It was that night waiting for Whiskey's album. I listened to that to Olamide's album because I was trying to while every time.
Yeah,
and then I listened to Infinity. I put it on replay. After the intro, I take it back. Intro again, take it back. Because Omalay killed the beat. Like it was
so mad.
The melody with the beat was like entering.
And you know, people love when you make them curious. So that stuff he said, like people were waiting for the lyrics. Like, what exactly did he say? When the answer is actually grand note, I said like, grand note, how?
Just like the way they used to rhyme things these days. Rema, Rema to the rhyme.
Rema can rhyme anything. Rhyme. Anything.
And then there's Omalay that no matter the word, put it in a way that it will shall enter.
It's too late, guy. Hey, I love that Infinity. My best two songs of that album, Loading and Infinity. Then Do Better. Do Better. I like Do Better. That Olamide's album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then even Oxygen itself, the one song everybody say Oxygen. The one song everybody say they like in Oxygen is that Away.
Yeah. Is that what?
Away.
Yes. Away. And I love this kind of thing. Is it an album?
No. This kind of thing.
I love that song.
Yeah, I actually like the song.
Oxley has nostalgic vibes in his songs.
Yeah.
There's a kind of vibe.
Yeah. But then this year I'm really hoping to see more from this guy. See classic.
Yeah.
He gave us songs last
year. Chapter. Steady chasing on my grand, them are looking for me.
It was last year he dropped to Where You Did Now. Was it last year with 2019?
Where You Did, I think 2019. I'm not too sure.
Mister, I can't remember. But yeah, that song too went well.
Yeah.
Oh, enough with songs, happy.
Bro, keep continue talking about songs. Hey.
Okay, so another thing that I know that I really enjoyed 2020 it was the period we all decided to like stand up.
Yeah.
And protest.
God, like I got goosebumps every single day. Every single day. Watching videos, reading tweets. Beautiful, like, and seeing it live. Like, guy, are you hearing me? Seeing it live, like, going to, like, there's some place I went to. Maybe if you're coming back inside somewhere, you'll see all these people. Like, it just gave me chills. It was beautiful. It was too beautiful.
Looking.
Hey, smile.
I'm still pained that I wasn't able to go out.
I swear.
I wasn't mentally there based on I was going through a lot of things. Yep. But then I was so happy.
It was beautiful. It was.
I swear. And then the other part of it was that most of our parents at home, they actually liked the movement. I remember my dad then, he was so happy that, okay, finally, this generation is coming up to protest. Because before the protest, the whole killing thing was already up to our neck.
It was too much, man.
And then with the whole drama, everything. But then it happens that people died eventually.
People died, man.
Yeah.
And their souls will rest in peace. Amen.
Amen. So, but then Loki, I still pray we repeat the same thing this year. Not like
with less deaths.
Repeat.
With no deaths, in fact.
Yeah, with less deaths. Exactly, with no deaths. But then I just hope that situations don't get worse.
No.
It doesn't get to that point where we would need to come out to protest for the same thing we protested last year. So probably this year we are coming out to protest. Please be that okay, we are coming out to protest for, let's say, road or something else, or light or something.
Exactly.
But the government should know that almost our lives first now. Ah. Like when we came out to protest, we come out to protest for these basic amenities that normal citizens are meant to enjoy.
That's why if someone came out abroad, they don't want to appear back in this place.
Because he came out to protest, like, okay, oh, please, we are begging you, don't kill us. It's not called. But I just hope that we all stand together.
Because, guys, the unity was. Hey, it was mad. Unexpected, to be honest.
It just started.
I swear.
And then next thing, boom, everybody was outside.
As I'm talking now, there are literally goosebumps all over my body because as I'm remembering this thing, bro.
It made me realize that almost everybody depressed phone because this thing was not communicated.
Exactly.
Everybody just knew about it and boom, we're outside. Like, I'm so pained that I wasn't part of the movement, but almost. I retweeted that period.
See, I said retweeting. It was, retweeting every second.
And then I don't know. I'm not sure anybody got restrictions on Twitter. Because normally Twitter don't have restrictions. If you retweet more than a particular number of tweets in a day, you get.
I didn't even know.
And now,
I'm sure I retweeted up to 200 tweets in a day because any small time I'll go back to Twitter, refresh, retweet. Refresh, YouTube.
Yeah, I was on Twitter all day that week.
Man, it was crazy.
Yeah, I just hope everything, like nothing occurs like that. Like we don't have to go out for that same course again. Well, at the entire end of the year, we had TikTok. Mad TikTok trends. Mm-hmm. From Bob Daddy to Don't Rush.
Don't leave me.
To that Yabo. Exactly. Don't leave me. Just for
Don't leave me.
Then. It was so mad that even Rema asked me to sing the song. I forgot to mention. Was it Ailey? Yes, yeah, Ailey.
Don't leave me.
The outro.
Don't leave me.
Exactly.
Okay.
Then down to Iyabo.
Yes, the that one that you did. Yes,
please do not. I did not engage such activity. Please,
you did it. We saw it. Don't try to disguise.
Oh please. there were plenty. Then did you care?
Yeah.
Then there was one.
Hey, that was everywhere.
Then there's this one that I actually enjoyed because there's this particular guy that was extremely good at it. There's one that they make a video and then they'll be like pulling their shirts out and everything will be changing quickly. It was mad. So this particular guy enjoyed watching his TikTok videos.
Which guy?
TikTok took my guitar.
TikTok. This lockdown is when they thrived, actually. To the extent that some people thought TikTok was created in 2020. Meanwhile, TikTok then. Meanwhile, TikTok don't they since. But this year was when it now came alive. Last year.
was when it now came alive, guy. Omo.
If I have like a best TikTok trend of 2020, I shall love so many.
When are you going to buzz it for us?
Eh? Buzz what?
You still need to buzz it now.
Now who gets the boss, my love? Now
who gets? Wait, girl. Why do you like capping?
I'm not capping.
No, I know you. I have seen you in person. And you have, Jesus. You have the facilities to boss it for us. But no, you've chosen to be a stingy motherfucker.
Jesus, with are this you
content.
Mad?
Put this content. I say content. Put this content out there.
Content.
Put this content out there. Uchechukwu. Put this thing out there.
Okay, yes, boss. Aye, aye, captain. Jesus. 2030, sha. I love that Don't Leave Me was one fave. I liked it so much. And it was global, like, it was global.
Yeah. Well, we've come to the end of this episode. Once again, happy new year to you guys.
Happy new year, everybody.
Yeah, I wish each and every one of us a good year, at least something better than
2021.
Exactly, something better than 2020 or more.
Man, something more mentally accessible. I be how they put it, mentally capable. That we can cope with.
Happy now. Oh, any else? I'll go shower from this year.
Your exam is on March 1st.
Until the Lord, we commit that one.
So help us, God.
We'll see. I don't want to talk about that in first. I swear again, I do not want to remember that.
Hey, God.
We've not done anything. They're setting exam. VC and his chamber will come and write it for us.
Hey, God.
I beg. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Glad to have you here. Can't wait to see you in the next episode.
Yeah, so... I beg. You guys, please subscribe, please.
So share with your friend. Tell them that you heard the voice of one fine girl today.
Let me talk. Jesus.
What do you want to ridicule me?
And I was saying, please make sure you subscribe. Please, I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whatever you serve.
Subscribe.
Please subscribe and then share with your friends. I'll be to your friends. Anyone, please.
Hey.
Okay, so Mira, thank you so much. And let me go and speak.
For the culture.
Beef song.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you guys. Ciao. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.